how big is this game for you guys?
Obviously, last game of the season, regular season, we want to end on a good note, and the opportunities we have to become bowl eligible, that's real big to us. You know, we want that bowl game. That's been our goal.
This is already a special rivalry. How much more intense, I guess, does it become with as much on the line that's on the line with bowl eligibility?
Well, obviously, I think both of us are in similar situations. Remember a couple years back, we had the same situation with them coming into Lincoln, and we didn't get it done, so you know, we got that bad taste in our mouth. But like you said, it's a rivalry game. I think they've always viewed it as a rivalry game, and it's something you want to win in the Big 12 North. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things at stake for both teams. Well, obviously, it was great to get some positive energy flowing around the team, around the program. It's been rough on all of us, the way things have gone for us. And we've been working so hard, and it was just a breath of fresh air to you know, kind of get the fruits of your labor. And, I mean, obviously, it was renewed energy, the weekend off, getting some time off. I think the guys feel rejuvenated.
Has there been a difference in? It seems like there's a difference in the spark with Gans in there. What's the reason?
Joey's just a competitive guy. You know, I don't know if you can compare it to Sam as saying he didn't brought more energy or anything like that. But you know, when things change, that can definitely change energy levels. But I mean, as you guys have heard a thousand times, Joey's just a competitor, and he's always in there wanting to win. And it comes through in practice sometimes when not always the best way when he gets on you. But you know, he won't let up on anyone. He's always got his foot on the gas pedal.
Do you think having that 5 weeks now after the win is a difference?
As a player, it's always nice to have a bye week just to, you know, be able to rest and recuperate. As far as, you know, momentum, it would have been kind of nice to take that win straight into another game, but it's out of our control, so we just got to try to keep it going through practices.
Did practices change at all?
Not so much attitude, but with the coaches out, beginning of last week, we had a little shorter practice on Tuesday. You know, other than that, it was about the same. It's basically like a bonus week. We'll go through our preparation twice, you know, with our normal routines, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, things like that. So this morning, it's kind of like a Tuesday practice, and it was just a repeat of last week, what we did.
You guys practice like 6 this morning,
Sorry? I think practice kicked off at 5:50 this morning, just because normally we have Mondays off, and we have a lot of guys with afternoon classes. Myself, I have a class from 4 to 6. I know we had a lot of guys with similar situations, so just didn't want to have to work around that.
It's part of that because of it's such an early kick time. I guess it'd be 10 o'clock Colorado time Friday. Is that part of it?
You know, I kind of thought that to myself this morning. I don't think that had ever been mentioned, but it definitely can hurt.
Todd, how well do you think the offense has performed this year overall?
You know, we've had ups and downs. Had good games and bad games. I think, you know, that consistency is something we've been trying to strive for, and we haven't always got that. But, I mean, we've put up numbers, we've put up points, and we haven't reached all our goals, but we've done a lot of things that we've tried to do.
I thought the coaching staff closed the practices last week for the media, trying to avoid distractions, things like that. Did you guys notice that any effect as players? Were you able to kind of refocus? Were distractions eliminated more so than normal?
As a player, you know, I don't really notice the media until I'm walking off the field and I see you guys interviewing. I think most guys, you know, you need to be able to have that focus, that internal focus, that when you're out on the field, that sort of thing doesn't distract you anyways. So personally, I didn't notice much of a difference, you know, from guy to guy. I'm sure that's different.
There's a meeting scheduled after the Colorado game with the coaches and Tom Osborne. How much does the staff talk to you guys about their future and what's going to happen?
You know, basically, they've just told us that this is a business, you know, and it's about putting a product out on the field. And when you put the product we've put out this year, eventually there's going to be some changes, whether it be this year. If, you know, we don't know. We can't control that. And, I mean, they haven't talked about it too much because obviously it's not something we really want to hear. But that's just the nature of the beast.
Do you like playing colder weather?
No, I prefer it to be not too hot, not too cold. I was just talking about that. It's no fun to play in cold weather. It hurts. It hurts to get hit. I don't think so. I mean, we've played in cold weather games. I mean, the Big 12 game last year, we still tried to air it out. I mean, whether or not some of our misfortunes in that game were due to the cold weather is hard to say, but I don't think it's going to affect our game plan at all.
You thought that was a good feeling, breaking the losing streak and putting up 70 plus points. The time off to think about it. Does it then almost become frustrating? You're in a mode and you think, man, you know, what is that for the last 5 weeks? Here's what we were capable of. Is there a frustration level almost from seeing what you were capable of and not having that always come out of play in the last?
In a sense, yeah, obviously that's frustrating to, you know, have it all click so late. Not to say there weren't plenty of other frustrations during that time, but you can't look back. You know, you can't control the past. All we can work towards right now is the Colorado game.
What would a bowl game mean to this team? How important is that to you guys?
It's just, I mean, as a football player sitting home around Christmas watching a bunch of other teams, it's just gut-wrenching. It's just, because especially around here, it's something you've come to expect with the long streak that we've had. I know everyone, you know, my first year was here, we broke that streak, and everyone just felt terrible. It was depressing, really. So it means a lot to us as just as competitors. You know, we want to get out there. We want that extra game.
One more.
Colorado's defense, we know about them.
We've been working a lot of different stuff. You know, they do some man stuff, some cover two. We've been trying to just, you know, put a game plan to attack some of those zones and attack some of their man coverages. I haven't got too deep into my film study yet, though, so.
Okay.